You're listening to the Queen of Manifesting Podcast. Welcome to the Queendom. In this podcast, the Queen of Manifesting herself, Kelly Walker, will teach you how to manifest everything you need to live your purpose at a higher level. And now, your Queen, Kelly Walker.
Hey, it's Kelly Walker, and welcome to the podcast. Today, we're going to talk about something really interesting that I read about, and it just really inspired me and made me want to do an episode on it. And so, sit back, relax, maybe be prepared to take some notes, because this episode's going to be a great one. In a 1950s study at Johns Hopkins University, a Harvard graduate named Dr. Kurt Richter conducted an experiment by putting a rat in a plastic bucket half full of water to see how long it would swim. And he did this with many rats in many buckets. On average, the rats made it about 15 minutes before they gave up and started to sink to the bottom of the bucket. Dr. Richter would then pull them out, dry them off, and let them rest for a bit, then return them to their buckets to see how long they would swim before giving up the second time. Well, the results were astounding. These rats continued to swim for an astonishing 60 hours. Yes, I said hours, not minutes. After being rescued the first time, these rats had developed a new superpower, hope. They now knew that there was a chance they'd be rescued from the water if they just kept swimming. And the average time they kept swimming this time jumped from the original 15 minutes to 2.5 days. Which goes to show you that hope is a powerful thing. In fact, sometimes it's the only thing that keeps people going. How many times have you tried manifesting something and failed, but kept trying? Why do you keep trying? What makes you think it will be different next time? Or if you're someone who's given up, what changed to make you stop believing it could happen someday? There's one thing that I have been trying to manifest for over 30 years, and that is to weigh only 100. I can't even say it. Oh, that's funny. Oh, I need to work on that. Is to weigh only 135 pounds. You guys, I can't even remember now how many times I have failed at that one, but I still keep trying. The lowest I've ever gotten was 170, and that was 25 years ago, literally. And every time I fail, meaning I'll lose anywhere from 10 to 65 pounds and then go back to those unhealthy habits, I gain an extra 10 pounds to boot every time. It's gotten to the point now that I'm terrified to try again because it usually means that in a year I'm going to weigh 10 pounds more than I did when I started. So why do I continue to have hope in this goal? Last year, I got up to 272 pounds. I couldn't even breathe anymore. It was my personal record. And it was after I had just lost 65 pounds and was down to the 190s. What makes me think I can somehow pull out a miracle this time and release over 100 pounds? Why do I think I could ever weigh 135 again? I don't even know what that would look like. Because the last time I weighed 135, I was a 16-year-old cheerleader. This body has been through a lot, including creating a baby having a C-section, breastfeeding for 10 months, gallbladder surgery, and yo-yo dieting to the tune of about 20 to 30 pounds being lost and regained about 20 to 30 times. But still, the hope of reaching that goal lingers on. I was talking to my husband about this today and told him that I think my continued hope for success at releasing over 100 pounds comes from seeing a few other people do it. I've actually seen 4 people in my life release around 100 pounds and then keep it off. And that gives me hope. Just seeing another person succeed at the goal that I want to succeed at gives me that sliver of hope I need to fuel my continued belief that it could happen for me if I just keep trying. Now, I know some of you might be thinking about the definition of insanity right now, which is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. And yes, that could definitely apply to weight loss. But those people who have succeeded at it kept trying and trying and trying until they finally figured it out, which means there is a tiny chance that it can happen to me if I keep trying. And now here I am on the 29th consecutive day of my latest health journey, not a cheat day in sight. But this time, I'm doing things a little differently. This time, I enrolled a whole team of people with the same goal, and together we are following very specific guidelines. And probably the most important difference is that we are reporting to each other every single day. I have an accountability thread going in my Facebook group every day that we all have to report on, that we are either done with the checklist of items for today or that we are starting over today. There is no judgment, no condemnation, only love and support. The guidelines that we are following are based on 75 hard, which I have found to be too hard for me in the past. I tried it with my husband and we failed almost instantly. I think I made it 2 days and he made it 3 days. And we wished that there was an easier version and also that it didn't have the word hard in it, because you guys, when you're doing something hard and you say that it's hard, it feels harder. That's what you manifest. So that led to my new routine called 25 Easy. In 25 Easy, the two 45-minute workouts from 75 Hard, one of which must be outside, is taken down a few notches to just work out for 30. Work out for 30 minutes anywhere you choose. It could be inside or outside. And then the 75 Hard rule of reading 10 pages of a business or personal development book was taken down a notch to just listen to one on Audible for 15 minutes. And then the rule of drinking a whole gallon of water went down to drinking a half a gallon of water, and the selfie every day stayed the same. And of course, you can tell by the name that instead of 75 days, you only have to go for 25 days. This lighter version of the famous mental toughness challenge created by Andy Frazella was totally doable for me. And I did it. I finished it last week. And though I'm still doing the checklist every day, I am planning my next level up, 50 medium. The rules for this new challenge are that for 50 consecutive days, you must work out for 45 minutes either indoors, outdoors, or a combo. Still, drink 64 ounces of water or more. Still, take a selfie every day. Read or listen to 20 minutes of a business or self-help book. Follow a healthy eating plan of your choice at 100% compliance. And then there's one final addition, and that is to choose one item that will help you become a better version of you and add it to your routine. Mine is to do any kind of emotional release, like write and burn, a belief breakthrough, etc. Because I no longer am turning to food for comfort or celebration or distraction. And I need to learn how to manage my emotions like a healthy, thin person does, instead of using food. That's why I'm adding this one to my 50 medium, because it's going to guarantee me an easier time of accomplishing this goal. Because if I'm always turning to food for my emotional needs, I'm never going to be able to release 100 pounds. It's definitely harder than 25 easy, but it's still totally something I can commit to doing every day for 50 days. And if I mess up, I'll just start over at day one until I succeed. Why? Because I am worth fighting for. I am worth hard work. I am worth love and commitment. And so are you. You are so worth it. Once you believe that to your core, you will find the magical tweak that finally leads to you releasing your extra weight and living the life you've always wanted also. For the 25 Easy and 50 Medium checklists, go join my Facebook group. It's called Manifesting Influence. So just search Manifesting Influence on Facebook and then click join. But please answer the question so I can let you into the group. Now, let's back up a little bit. What if your failures have piled up at your feet to the point where you can't move forward anymore? What do you do when you reach that final straw and you just can't go on? When your hope is no longer strong enough to pull you to action, you are most likely dealing with an inner block. Joe Vitale calls them counterintentions. Tony Robbins calls them limiting beliefs. Whatever you call them, these inner blocks are the reason you keep failing to manifest what you want and can cause you to eventually give up hope. What is a counterintention, inner block, or limiting belief? It's a program running on the computer that is your subconscious mind that says your goal is dangerous to your survival. In the case of weight loss, it would be that if you get thin, you will suffer huge disasters that will destroy you. Being thin will cause those bad things to happen to you. And if you had stayed heavy, you could have avoided those bad things. Therefore, the subconscious mind supplies you with an irresistible urge to eat when you're not hungry, to overeat when you're satisfied, and to cheat on any diet you try. Its prime directive is to keep you from getting skinny and experiencing all the pain and suffering that it believes comes with being skinny. What kind of counterintentions could you have lurking in your subconscious about weight? Well, here are some of mine. They're not pretty. If I'm skinny, anyone who wants to hurt me could just pick me up and carry me off. If I'm skinny, my family members who are overweight will be very sad and depressed that they are now fatter than the fat one in the family, which was always me. If I get skinny, I'm saying that I was worthless at a higher weight. If I get skinny, I will be stalked and sexually assaulted. If I get skinny, other people will take credit for my work. If I'm skinny, I won't have that handicap anymore, and I will be unbelievably successful, which could be terrifying. Do you see how the subconscious mind is actually trying to keep me safe by giving me uncontrollable urges to eat as much as possible so I stay heavy? It's my own biggest enemy in my weight loss battle. When you have given up after multiple failures, remember that it is just your subconscious mind sabotaging your efforts so that you give up that potentially dangerous and uncomfortable path you've set out on. Once you accept that and start clearing those inner blocks, real progress can begin. Clearing out your limiting beliefs can feel scary because what happens when your block is gone? How high will you rise? How quickly will you succeed? And how permanent will your results be? If you are ready to rekindle hope or fan your current flames of hope, work on cleaning out those limiting beliefs and counter intentions that are stopping you. Find the truth and release the lies. Remember who you are and what your purpose is on this planet. Belief breakthrough is a great way to break through those limiting beliefs. You can find the steps to a belief breakthrough in my group. Remember, just search on Facebook for Manifesting Influence and then look at my files section and you will find the steps to how you can do a belief breakthrough. If we want to manifest the goals we've been trying for years, the key really is to clear out the limiting beliefs. So I invite you to start working on that. Instead of condemning yourself for failing, find those limiting beliefs, get rid of them, and watch yourself start moving forward faster than you ever have. That is it for today, you guys. Thank you for listening. I hope this helps you as much as it helped me. And I look forward to all of you joining my Facebook group and using the resources I put there for free to help you move forward and manifest the things you want in your life. Thanks for listening, and I love you guys. I will talk to you again next Monday morning at 9 a.m. Mountain Time. Have an amazing week. Hey guys, thanks for listening to my episode today. In the show notes, you will find links to today's guests or links or anything I have mentioned, including my Facebook group, my book, and upcoming events. Now, if you want to be at my next retreat, where we will break arrows with our throats and walk on fire, the upcoming one is in June of 2022. So check that out. I will put the link for that in my show notes. Also, we can sign you up for any kind of coaching program, from breakthrough coaching to becoming a speaker to learning how to manifest. So those can all be found on my website, and I'll put the link in the show notes too. So thanks for being a part of this community. Come join the Facebook group and learn how to manifest all of your dreams. I will see you guys next time. Bye.